This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, with our biggest sale ever. Furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Right, it felt comfortable.
Well, they've gotten worse because of the injuries.
Yes,
I get that.
It felt comfortable that they were the best team in the American League and certainly in the division. But it almost you felt like they could grow into being a team that could beat the Dodgers.
Yeah,
especially if you make specific moves at the deadline. Now it doesn't feel like that.
The Yankees last year, and again, the frame of reference is that the Yankees scored more runs than any other team in the American League, and I bring that up because if the Yankees do that. If they score more runs than any other team in the American League, they're making the playoffs. They are a mortal lock. We now live in a world in which the key to winning in Major League Baseball in 2025 is scoring a lot of runs. It's just the way it is. It's not 1995 anymore.
Yeah.
It's not 2003. It is all about offense. Offense matters more than pitching. It just is what it is. The Yankees last year were the definition of a two-man show. No matter what stat you want to look at, no matter what metric you want to look at, it was Aaron Judge being all world, it was Juan Soto being great, and then after that, it was pedestrian at best. Pedestrian at best. No matter what stat you want to look at. You want to look at home runs? After Judge and Soto, you got 27 out of Giancarlo, and then 15 out of Gleyber Torres. That's it. You want to look at OPS? After you get past Judge and Soto, the best OPS was 773, also by Giancarlo. They only had two other guys above 700.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take a lot to actually get better than the rest of the offense was last year after Judge and Soto. And that's why getting to the 5 runs per game, getting to be the number one offense in the American League, it shouldn't be that daunting when you're trying to replace basically zilch production.
It's not that daunting, Evan. That's not what I'm arguing. What I'm arguing is that the guys that you're counting on to do that, I don't know if they're going to do it.
Why do you say that about Paul Goldschmidt?
Because he had a down year.
And that down year was still better than half those guys I mentioned.
100%.
But why can't you trust him?
But he's now a year older, and all we've heard in spring training, even though it was probably he's just Michael Strahan-ing it, is he had back issues. So he's a year older and he had a down year. Like, that doesn't, in my mind, say, oh, he's going to hit 280 and 29 home runs and be a cog in this Yankees explosive offense. It just doesn't ring that. Now, it might happen, and we all would love for that to happen. But are you expecting that? It's hard to just expect that. I would love to see it. It's hard to just say I'm...
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. the right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Expecting that to happen. Jason Dominguez, I know we've waxed poetic ad nauseum about this kid, but he still has to do it. We've seen 26 games of him in major leagues. One 8-game sample was fantastic. The 18-game sample a year ago was horrendous, right? We already know he can't defend in left field consistently. So there's just question marks.
All right, how about Cody Bellinger? His last 2 years would be better than any production they got last year after the top two guys.
All right.
Why can't we trust him?
Let's see him play in New York. Let me see it.
I think your swing is perfect for Yankee Stadium.
All right, perfect.
Just another part, because we haven't really brought this up. You keep talking about replicating the runs per game for this team.
Yep. I think that's the key. That's why I bring it up a lot, because I think if you match that, you make the playoffs, period.
All right, so even if we're operating on that basis, this team still does not have, from at least July on, the two aces they had in the staff in Gerrit Cole and Luis Hill. And if you want to bring up Max Fried, that's great. They may need to do more than replicate as far as runs scored. I mean, Evan, we don't know what Will Warren is. We don't know. Marcus Stroman right now is their 3 starter.
Right, got
Cookie Carrasco was starting the year as their 5th starter. And by the way, Carlos Rodon's career is good year, bad year, good year, bad year. Last year was considered on the good year turn. I have major concerns about this rotation. And if the rotation is not as good as last year, wouldn't that mean they need to beyond replicate in the offense and score more runs this year?
Luis Hill in the second half missed a bunch of time and pitched to a 4 ERA. So that's the guy that you're talking about?
Okay.
Made 10 starts in the second half with a 4 ERA.
4 is not horrible, though.
And he also, and let's be honest.
4 is not. Let's not pretend a 4 ERA.
It's not horrible, but I think it's replicatable by the guys in this rotation.
And also, that's cherry picking. I believe Luis Hill had 2 or 3 starts where it was so abominable that it blew up that ERA while everything else he got in the group.
No, that start against the Orioles where he gave up all those runs, that was the jury duty day. That was in June. That's first half.
Okay.
That brought up his first half numbers.
All right. So if we want to rain on the Luis Hill
parade. I apologize. I remember things because of weird events.
Okay. Regardless, I just brought up Rodon, this and the other. Would you say that this year's Yankees rotation, as it stands right now, you have more confidence in than last year's? Just blanket statement that.
I would say because of the Gerrit Cole injury, because of the Luis Hill injury, because of the uncertainty, I would say that their rotation has a chance to almost be kind of what it was last year. Mm. And what it was last year was actually not that good. Like, their team ERA was very middle of the pack. So can they replicate that with a rotation led by Max Fried, who is mostly fine and certainly one of the most reliable pitchers in the American League East? Yeah, Carlos Rodon's a wild card. He does make me nervous. I think Stroman's great in the first half. I worry about what I get out of him in the second half, which kind of puts the pressure on Luis Hill to come back healthy.
Right.
And I kind of have confidence in Clark Schmidt. I don't have enough evidence to all of a sudden be worried about him just because he's going to miss his first start.
I like Schmidt. All I'm saying is, right off the bat, again, we're hearing if, and if again.
Yeah. I think their rotation.
If that rotation is not as good as last year, then you're asking that offense to be better than last year.
I want to answer your question. I think their rotation could match last year. Gerrit Cole didn't pitch in the first half last year. Like, it was a very average rotation.
Yeah, but you also had Hill coming out of nowhere being amazing.
You're right. Well, maybe Will Warren's that guy.
Maybe he is, but again, that's an if. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if they're not, then all those ifs on offense need to do better than replicate.
In the first half of last year, I want you to go back to the first half of last year. Who in your rotation did you trust as much as you trust Max Fried right now?
Oh, I mean, after the first 2 weeks, we trusted Luis Gil.
Come on. When the season started 1 year ago, we're going into the start of the year.
You're
it's
right.
About
we,
to be opening
we were panicked.
Day.
I agree.
There was no one in your rotation you trusted nearly as much as Max Fried.
I also agree with that.
Have Carlos Rodon at least coming off a representable year as opposed to last year when he was coming off a year in which he barely pitched and pitched to a 6.5 ERA. So I would actually, in that aspect, feel better about the rotation coming into the start of the season. Here's the negative.
Okay.
The negative is you don't have Gerrit Cole walking through that door.
Yes.
And we knew last year you had Gerrit Cole walking through that door. And we didn't have that at the beginning of last year, but it didn't matter because they got off to an amazing start even without him.
Right.
I'm just saying, don't operate on the assumption they just have to rest. That's all I'm saying. They may have to score more runs than they did last
year. I think if they lead the American League in runs, they are more to lock to make the postseason. I will put anything on that. Now, division gets complicated. If they score more runs than any other team in the American League with this lineup, they're making the playoffs. Stop. Let's go to James and Manuette. How are you, James?
Good. How are you guys? Evan, I completely disagree with your take on the Yankees lineup. Like Sean said, you kind of compiled, I think it was Soto and the first base production,
yes.
But they also lost Gleyber Torres. Jazz Chisholm was on the team in the second half. So when you combine Soto's and Gleyber's production, it's a much bigger drop-off than Soto, Bellinger and now Oswaldo Cabrera.
Well, hold on. Couple of things. Gleyber Torres hit .250 with 15 home runs and a .700 OPS. We're going to sleep crying over replacing that that production?
Yeah, but he's talking
about... Yeah, but Oswaldo Cabrera is technically replacing him in the lineup when you think about it. And then outside of Aaron Judge... There's nobody in this lineup who's hit over 30 home runs in the past 2 years. And in, I think it was 2023, they only had one guy, and it was Aaron Judge who hit over 30 home runs.
They don't have, I agree, they don't have that superstar next to Judge like they did last year. And to get back to your Jazz Chisholm point, they acquired Jazz Chisholm after they had already played their best baseball of the season. The first half is how the Yankees built up their lead to win the American League East, and Jazz Chisholm wasn't even a part of that. So when we talk about, well, he's replaced Gleyber Torres, or he was with Gleyber Torres last year, in the second half of the year, after they had already played their best baseball. So what are we really saying? Jazz Chisholm is better than Gleyber Torres, and the production out of third base, maybe it matches what you got out of Gleyber last year. It wasn't great.
I think the thing you got to worry about is so last year, the June, July were just ugly. There's a lot of consecutive losses in June, July, and they withstood it. Because of what you talked about, to start the season. But are they starting the season 10-2 like they did a year ago? Right? Are they building this momentum and this inevitability like they did a year ago? I don't think so, because they're just right there with everybody else, especially in the American League.
So last year, to your point about how well they were playing, at one point, really going into the Dodgers series, because that's kind of the moment things changed a little bit when the Dodgers came to town, and then they had that blown save against Kansas City on the afternoon. We were coming on the air right after. That's where things changed. They were 45-19. To answer your question, no. Do I believe the Yankees are going to start 45-19? Absolutely not. I agree with you. But here's where I'll counter. Do I think the Yankees are going to play .500 baseball from late May on? No. That's where we differ. In June, they were a game above .500. In July, they were two under .500. In August, they were two over .500. I don't think the Yankees are going to limp to the finish line because I also think the roster is going to look different by the time we get to the second half.
I hope you're right, but that last year was limping.
It was.
And they still made it.
They did to the
World Series. But it was limping.
They made it because...
And they're not as good of a team because they don't have Juan Soto.
They made it because 45-19 kind of gave them that cushion. They never had a huge lead in the division, but remember the Orioles also struggled, and they limped to the finish line as well, so that played a big part of it.
Yeah, which is going to be the same thing. Everybody's going to just be limping around this year.
Yeah.
And the division should be better than last year.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.